Today's agenda, I'll be talking about Office 365. Now, how many of you actually know about Office 365? No, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe, yeah, okay. How many of you know about BPOS, Business Productivity Online Suite? Nah? All right. We didn't do a good job, that means, right? I hope that I will at least educate you on Office 365 tonight. So I'm Ashish Jaman. My email is ashishja@microsoft.com. I'm an ISV architect evangelist, right? Evangelist is a cool title because I don't write production code anymore, right? So I'm safe on that side. So what is Office 365, right? And you guys, since you don't even know about BPOS, you know, we'll talk about that too. But, you know, I just want to take a step back and talk about what we actually are hearing from customers and people like you, right, who write code, who manage infrastructure, and you know, in an enterprise, federal government, wherever you are, right? A couple of things that are going on right now. One is, you know, the whole idea of consumerization of IT, right? You have, in an enterprise, people actually are asking for what they do in their personal life, like Facebook, and right? So they're looking for social media tools in an enterprise now, too. Right? So the whole paradigm of enterprise versus my home life has just changed, right? So that's one of the big things, right? So what ends up happening is people would install applications, consumer applications on their work machines and enterprise inside the firewall and whatnot. Then you have multi-generations of workforce right now. You have, you know, Generation X and, you know, baby boomers, which are right in the process of retiring. And then you have the new, you know, what we call millenniums, right? So these folks who have a very different attitude about technology, right? Three spectrums, right? You have one side, you know, who would use the technology only when they have to. The other side, they can't live without it, right? And that's going on in an enterprise. You have very different set of workforce right now. Infrastructure limitations, right? And when I say infrastructure limitations, what I'm talking about is a big company, right, who has IT infrastructure and maintains that would see many, many vendors in their data center, right? So, you know, I'll give you an example. So if you think about a big enterprise, like a billion-plus revenue enterprise, individual departments use their own kind of softwares. You know, they may have, like, 50 or plus different financial software that they're using, or maybe, you know, other ERP systems, small, medium, bigs, right? So the whole idea is, you know, how do you manage that? As an IT, it's a nightmare, right? Every department has their silos, their own applications and whatnot. And the workforce, again, the bringing back the whole idea of, you know, I want access to my software. You know, it's 24/7 now, right? I don't know how it works in the government, but for me and you know, people I know, it's like your phone, you end up actually working on the phone too, right? At least checking emails and responding to that, right? And that's work for people like me. So you want access to your software, your work life, anytime, anywhere, right? If you're a mobile worker, like 80% of the workforce, 80% of the enterprise have what they call remote workforce, right? People who may not be in the office, Salesforce, you know, which go out to customers. They want access to the software, not sitting in their offices, but outside on the road too, right? And last but not least, the most important thing is the rise of the cloud, right? We talk about data centers, but what Gartner said, actually I have some quotes on the next slide. What Gartner is saying is next year, end of 2012, 20% of businesses would own no IT assets, and that's huge, right? Remaining 80%, right, would have a hybrid model, right? They would have IT assets, but they would also have something on the cloud, right? So eventually, obviously, you know, the cloud, everyone is, you talk to any CIO, cloud is number one or number two priority, right? Even if they don't want to move it today or tomorrow, they at least would have that as a priority, right? Let's go back. So what is cloud, right? And Vishwas and the team would talk about Microsoft's cloud offering. But when we talk about cloud, we're talking about three things, software as a service, which is software hosted somewhere, delivered to you as a service, you know, Salesforce.com, Microsoft Dynamics, you know, all those software in an enterprise. Then you have platform as a service. What that is you use that service as a platform. The unit of deployment is your code. So you actually don't deploy what you write in your data center. You deploy it somewhere else. And that's where it gets consumed from, right? So cloud as a platform is what we call platform as a service. And then infrastructure as a service, which is migrate to it. So you have your existing infrastructure. You just take it and put it on the cloud, right? So three different paradigms. So why do I bring it up? Because we actually will be talking about the first paradigm, software as a service. And that's what Office 365 is. Office 365 is you know, bringing your productivity software on the cloud. So it's an offering from Microsoft which brings your productivity software. When we say productivity, it's all about Office, right? Your emails, your collaboration tools, your communication like Presence, meetings, right? Everything online, and that's what Office 365 is. If you go back and think about it, this is actually a third version of this online offering, right? Back in the day, we used to have Microsoft Managed Services, right? Where you'd have hosted SharePoint Online. 2 years back, we actually did the second version of that whole managed services. We branded it as BPOS, Business Productivity Online Suite. And what it was is hosted Exchange. So as a business, as an enterprise, rather than having Exchange sitting in your infrastructure behind your firewall, we would host it for you, right? So essentially, it was a hosted Exchange, hosted SharePoint, a hosted live meeting or unified communication. That's what BPOS was, Business Productivity Online Suite. And the third iteration of this, right, we actually learned a lot from our managed services time. We iterated and re-architected it on our BPOS time, but this is the time where we actually said, all right, this is what we have learned, and now let's build for software as a service. So rather than fine-tuning our existing enterprise-ready software and put it on the cloud, we actually re-architected the thing, right, so that it is cloud-ready, right? So that's what Office 365 is. So Office 365 is your Office Professional Plus, right, which is your client software hooked somehow to the cloud, right? So as an enterprise, you can have client plus cloud, your Office client software. We have Exchange Online, we have SharePoint Online, and we have Link Online. Now, Link is our next version of unified communication. Unified communication is your IM, instant messaging, your presence, your meeting, live meeting on the cloud. So that's what Office 365 is. So again, you know what, I'll just jump through all these five things here. So what is the value, right? So it's you're bringing your productivity software on the cloud and giving you the best experience, right? So as I said, you know, 20% of, or Gartner said, 20% of the enterprises won't even have IT assets, right? So what happens to that productivity software that sits on these 20% enterprises? That's where this offering would come into being, right? They would actually go and have the productivity software run by Microsoft on Microsoft Cloud, right? You'd have the same experience that you have today on your client machines, right? So that's the whole idea of that there won't be a new learning curve. There won't be a new tool or software that you have to learn and do a different kind of presentation, Word, Excel, you know, Outlook. No, you don't, right? Because what we are trying to do is we are bringing both of the worlds together. You have access anywhere because everything would be delivered. It's on the cloud, obviously. So most of it would be delivered on the browser for you, software as a service, right? Again, no learning curve because they would be the same tools. Reliability, so one of the things we actually would make sure that there are SLAs around the uptime, right, availability of that software. So, and then, you know, if you're a big enterprise and if you want to take control of it, you know, we have the whole IT side of the house as well, you know. How do you manage that infrastructure yourself if you want to? if you want to, but you know, obviously the whole idea of cloud is, you know, you shouldn't be managing your IT infrastructure. Let the cloud provider do it, right? Be it Microsoft, be it someone else, but let the cloud provider do it. Right, so what Office 365 is our next generation of BPOS, Business Productivity Online Suite. Right, so what are the capabilities? Right, so it's all web-based, right? Not only as a user, you would go to the portal and manage your services, but as an IT manager, as an IT infrastructure manager, you would actually also go to a portal and manage your IT infrastructure, which is sitting on Office 365. Don't have to do multiple sign-ins. Obviously, things are coming from the cloud. Things are sitting on your PC. We'll make sure that single sign-on is available. So if you are authenticated on your client machine, you can seamlessly go without even thinking. You know, you're pulling some information from the cloud, and how it works together, it's something that we have worked very hard on. Right? And if you want to manage it, we have a robust PowerShell scripting language that if you can manage your cloud-hosted infrastructure as well. Right? And the capability is, you know, Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, works with browsers, so any browser. It's not saying, you know, you have to use IE, Firefox, Safari as well. And the link online, right? So you're not just your email and collaboration tool on the cloud, but also your messaging, right? Meeting. So let's take a step back, right? So now you know what Office 365 is, hopefully, right? So how would we sell it? Now, it is software as a service, right? So it's all subscription model, right? So you don't have to buy perpetual license of the software, right? It's per user, per month kind of licensing. It's actually flexible. You can do an annual licensing or per month licensing, as well as if you don't use it, you don't pay for it, right? So we have three different offerings, right? One is for small business, which is typically, you know, small companies or, you know, 1 to 2 people shop to, you know, something like 50 people shop, right? Maximum 50 allowed. And the whole idea is, you know, it's and we'll go into those slides, but you know, you pay $6 a month per user, right? So if you're a 10 person shop, right, you're paying $60 a month to access, to have your email, your collaboration, your productivity software, right, all web-based. Your meetings, your voice is not there, but your IM, instant messaging, presence, everything, $6 per user per month. You can also go with annual. For an enterprise, now enterprise is a bit different, right? You have two sets of users. One is what we call actually our enterprise users who are sitting, you know, in an office and working, right, behind the firewall. And then we have another set of users which are mobile workers who go out, like salespeople, right? So what we have is there are two kinds of offering. One we call kiosk workers who may not be sitting in front of a client, but actually not in front of client machine, not client, right? But go out and talk to your customers, talk to your partners. For them, we have this offering, what we call kiosk offering. And then the other one is information workers who are, you know, heavy office users, more or less, right? Like myself, who live in Outlook now. And then for education, right? So for Office 365 for K-12 as well as for higher ed, right? So this is the offering, right? So Office 365 for a small business, you'd have Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, Link Online, and Office Web App. Office Web App is your Office client software delivered through a browser, right? It has editing capabilities and you know, reading capabilities in it. And as you can see, there are capabilities like, you know, your 25 gigs of mailbox, Active Sync, SharePoint team sites, a small team, you can build your own team sites, everything's hosted and managed by Microsoft. You just pay by month and per user as well, right? So if you go with a monthly kind of subscription, you can even swap users, so you don't actually pay for a user who is not using the software. One of the benefits actually is Now you're not even managing. You don't even think about, you know, what's going on with antivirus or what happens with my patch management. You don't, because your IT folks are, we are hosting it. We'll make sure that you're working on the latest and greatest platform, right? It would be patched by us, right? And everything that we, that your IT infrastructure, as IT person does on your infrastructure is done by us, right? So that's a very good point, that it actually, you're always working on the latest software, patch software, right? One of the things what we have done is we have removed the whole confusion of, you know, Office Pro and Ultimate, and, you know, there's so many SKUs, right? So now with Office 365, the SKUs actually are called like P1, Plan P1. P is for small business and professionals, and one is, you know, the capabilities, right? So right now we don't have P2 and P3, but, you know, you think about it, and in 2 years, if we release a new software, we can actually add it on, right? So if you go with the same paradigm for enterprise, these are the SKUs, right? So we have E1, E2, E3, and E4. So what E1 is, you get email, collaboration, conferencing, IM presence, $10 a month per user, right? And then you go, and if you want Office Web App, you pay a bit more. If you want voice mail exchange capability, you pay a bit more. And then if you want voice and everything, right? So you have your VoIP kind of, you know, telephony as well hosted by us, right? No one uses PBX these days, right? So everything, end-to-end productivity, right, for an enterprise user, we actually have that offering too. Yes, sir.
You can choose per user, so say the executives would have maybe the...
Yeah. So there's no concept of EA, right? So it's per user per month. You can say, okay, my 5 users would be kiosk workers, my 10 users would be in E1 and 15, whatever, right? Pick and choose, and then you'll be billed accordingly. Not only that, you can also swap users. So if you are on a monthly plan, right, and you think that, you know, let's say I go to India, right, every year or so, right, for a month. As an enterprise, you know, Microsoft can decide, well, Microsoft, but at an enterprise, you can decide, okay, turn off this user for a month because he won't be using it, right, and you're saving dollars there.
And you can swap as well.
Yes, you can, yeah, because now, so it's like turning off one and turning on another, right? And for kiosk workers, actually, it is pretty cheap. So you can identify a worker, right, who is, when I say kiosk worker, think about, you know, your on an airport, right? You may have, well, you know, they actually, but, you know, a worker who actually just looks at email when he's on the road, right? So it's $2 a month. So it's all about subscription, right? Pay as you go. And all about subscription and we hosting the software. So that's all in Office 365. Now, obviously, you know, it's not out there yet, right? It's in beta. We have a roadmap. I'll share that with you so that you know when it is coming. And if there is an interest, there's a lot of resources that I'll point you to as well. And you can learn more about there. Yes, sir.
That's if the client machine is infected.
Well, it's browser based, right? So if this machine is infected, I can certainly go and use that one, right? So that again, that's another benefit of why more and more enterprises are thinking of moving to cloud, right? Because now they want to get away from the whole management of software. Yeah.
How much of that is free in June if you're an early adopter? That's what someone at Brief wants.
So
repeat the question.
Yeah, sorry. So how much of this is free, right?
Because there was something that I had seen that said if you adopt it in June when it first comes out, they're offering licensing for free for a year or something?
Well, what I have is most of the software is free for first month and then you start paying. But there are obviously special promotional programs that would go around it, right? And you'd get more information, you know, from the resources, or I can point you to that. All right, so that's more or less. So what is the state right now, right? So this is coming in June, right, as you said, or beyond. So essentially it's in H2, somewhere in Q3, right?
So the cloud services can be accessed from any client workstation, any number of client workstations per user.
Repeat the question.
Yeah, so the cloud software, the question is the cloud software can be accessed from any number of client machines, right? By the same user, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, having said that, now one of the things is the whole single sign-on idea that I was talking about, right? So there may be some limitations there, but I don't know exactly what kind of limitations are. But the whole idea is that if you are a subscriber, I can go home and actually look at my documents from home too, right? So that's another machine altogether. I don't have to carry my laptop at home just to do emails or PowerPoint. So what is the state now, right? Office 365 is in next couple of months. So right now what we have is we have SharePoint Online, dedicated versus standard. Office 365 is the next iteration of SharePoint Online standard, right? I just want to say it loud. So what is standard versus dedicated, right? So standard is, you know, when we have optimized SharePoint for being multi-tenant, right? So you can host more than one customer on the same SharePoint instance. Right? That's what standard is, and that's what SharePoint is. Because that is why we can actually get you that per user per month kind of cost, right? Because, you know, we are using economy of scale, right? We are hosting the whole SaaS model, software as a service model. It's the same instance and hosting many customers on it, right? So we'll scale it accordingly. What dedicated is, you know, if you have, it's kind of, think about dedicated being infrastructure as a service, like you would manage your SharePoint, we will manage it for you, right? Obviously, there are, well, it's not one-to-one mapping, but the whole idea of dedicated is it's per enterprise, per customer, there's an instance of SharePoint that will manage. Yes.
Would your apps still be sandboxed?
Yes. Yes. Well, on standard, yes. On dedicated, there is a process that you go through, right? As a customer, you say, okay, I need this app, right? You submit a design document, we'll approve it, and then we'll host it. Because we want
to do all the stuff that you
then you can.
In sandbox?
Then you can do that, yeah. So this is what I was referring to, right? So if you want to run an app on dedicated, right, there's this whole design process you go through. Like the turnaround time is 3 weeks to 4 weeks, depending on, you know, how complex your design document is. So when you submit the design document, once we approve, you can start building it and give it to us. And we'll host it.
Domain name would work out. There won't be any domain name.
No, you have mapping of custom domain names as one of the services that will allow you to do. Yep. Yeah, so this is all about customization of SPOD or SharePoint Online dedicated, right? So this is just an overview, right? And I'm pretty sure that we'll actually go into details in next couple of sessions or dinners. Right now, I want to point you to some of the resources, and Z would share these on his blog. That's what he typically does. But if you want to learn more, office365.microsoft.com, right? There's a whole developer resource center. You can go and start playing with it. And I think there is this early adopter program as well that is going on. But you still can go online and sign up for it. But, you know, I think most of the people who signed in early are in the program right now. So roadmap, right? Where are we now? We actually are in early adopter or TAP, technology adoption program. We'll go in Q2, Q3 of 2011 GA, and then we do GA plus. Now, obviously, when we release, you know, you'd come back and say, oh, see, this BCS is not supported, right? And we won't have you wait for another iteration of this going live, right? So we'll have, again, this is hosted, right? So we can turn on services on very short notice rather than going through the whole RTM process, right? So release to manufacturing process, what for typically SharePoint is 2 to 3 years. For any server product, it's 2 to 3 years. With hosted, you know, it's what we call RTW, release to web, right? So we actually can upgrade it, right? And then you see more and more features coming online, you know, as we move along. general availability. All right, so that's all I have. If you have any questions, please let me know. And yes, sir.
Is there any provision for cached offline availability for your traveling users who are out of communication range?
So you're talking about taking SharePoint offline, right?
Documents in general, your email, your office documents.
Which is possible, right? So if you have Outlook client, that does exactly the same for you. You actually take it offline. But if you are not using Outlook online or Office web, Outlook web app, then you will not be able to. Same thing goes with SharePoint, right? SharePoint has this whole idea of workspace, right, that you can take offline. But that is more or less it.
So you would need to manage your own Office local installation.
If you have, so again, in an enterprise solution, it actually works because now you'd have professional plus, right? So sitting on your machine, and things would come offline like in Outlook, right? Yeah, it would work. But for a P plan, which is small business and professional plan, it won't be possible. So you'd have to have those client licenses. All right, so I think I did good on time, right? All right, thank you.